Holy smokes, Drover. It's Miss Viola. Drover's mouth dropped open. Oh my gosh, it is. And you know what? I think she loves me. I couldn't believe it. The runt went streaking to Miss Viola, even though he knew perfectly well that I was her favorite dog in the whole world. I raced after him. Drover, halt! Come back here. She's mine. Drover got there first and launched himself at her like I don't know what, but it was a shocking and disgraceful display of bad dog behavior. I mean, the ladies don't appreciate being mauled and pawed and slobbered on by dogs that have no manners. I was so embarrassed by Drover's shabby behavior that I launched myself even higher in the air, flew right over the top of him, and landed right where I belonged, in the awaiting arms of the lady who adored me. Okay, maybe I came on a little too strong and sent her staggering backwards, and maybe she uttered a sound that was something between a squeak and a laugh. But by George, when I got there, she knew I was glad to see her. Remember Miss Viola? She lived down the creek with her aging parents, and there were rumors that she was sweet on Slim. But my heart told a different story. When she came around, it was to see me, not Slim, and certainly not Drover. And even though I almost knocked her down with love and adoration, I knew that she would understand. Laughing, she stumbled backwards against the pickup.
Here, here, get down. I'm glad to see you, but I don't want to get mugged.
I turned a hot glare on Drover. See what you've done? Shame on you. That's no way to treat a lady. Well, I was just, Drover, sit down and behave yourself. I turned my adoring gaze back on Miss Viola and was disappointed to see that she was looking towards the truck.
Where's Slim?
Who? Oh, him. Who cared about Slim? And could we change the subject? Back to me, for example. She started walking towards the truck. Drover and I had a little shoving match to see which of us got to walk beside her, and I won. This was great. A loyal dog and his lady fair, walking through the forest and sharing a few precious moments together. Okay, it was a hayfield, not a forest, but was I going to complain? No, sir. When we were about 50 feet from the truck, Viola saw Slim's boots sticking out from underneath.
Oh, there he is. Slim? Yoo-hoo! It's me, Viola. Slim? Slim!
When he didn't respond, a cloud of concern moved across her face.
Heavenly days, I hope he hasn't had a heart attack.
A heart attack? Ha! He'd had a sleep attack! And I was just the dog who could cure him of that. I darted under the truck and licked his ear about 10 times until his eyes popped open and he gave me a shove backwards. Get away and quit licking my dadgum ears. He crawled out from under the truck, grumbling and muttering. A man can't even grab a decent nap around here without... He saw Viola and froze. Good honk. Viola. She heaved a sigh and looked up at the sky.